Thank you. Sandy ready.
Thank you.
fascist, the singer fascist David Hobbs. We zijn in de minderheid, jongens. Hou moed en is al. Let's go.
Thank you. zit dood in de bouw. Kerstie in de zorg. Als ik zorgen knieten. En die hebben niet veel breder. Deze is voor Destiny. Deze is voor Jason. We zijn jullie niet vergeten.
I'm gonna watch your mother and family get out of here.
moet erin, hebben ze op. Dank jullie wel.
Yeah. Thank you. Hello, dear rebels. I'm from Santa Cecilia, from the Kenya, Netherlands, Climate Justice and Solidarity Group. And we prepared a text on debt cancellation as climate justice. On Saturday, 14th of September, Extinction Rebellion will block the A12 again, because the government still subsidizes the fossil industry. We demand climate justice as a well-known chant of the A12, but what is climate justice? In short, it means that poor countries which have little contributed to global warming are being hit by climate change. That is unjust, and we, the rich countries, must repay our debt to poor countries for causing global warming. We are giving Kenya as an example. After the dam burst and the subsequent devastating rains in April this year, climate activist Diana Mugalagisi took in 12 people who had lost their homes in her house in Nairobi. In the weeks following the disaster, President Ruto, under pressure from foreign creditors, decided to significantly increase the price of basic necessity and taxes. Intense protests followed, schools closed. The 12-year-old son of one of Diana's displaced women joins the protests that are brutally suppressed by the police. The boy dies from 4 police bullets. President Ruto reverses his tax plans after the protests. The fact remains, Kenya has $80 billion in debts, which is no less than 3/4 of the gross domestic product. Just paying the interest, so not yet repayment on these debts, already eats up 27% of all of Kenya's income. Kenya spends more on paying interest on the debts than on healthcare and education combined. The debt burden was built up in the years around 2010. Kenya borrowed more and more from Western countries and from private investors such as BlackRock, who demand high interest rates, up to 13%, and also from China for the lower interest rate. The largest creditors are now China and the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. Worryingly, Kenya is simultaneously borrowing from private investors and, on a large scale, from public lenders. Without restructuring and debt cancellation, Kenya will have too little left to invest in its development, let alone take measures to absorb climate damage, such as the dam burst. Debt cancellation is an absolute requirement for just climate policy. At the COP28 in Dubai on January 24, a loss and damage fund was established to absorb climate change damage in poor countries. Rich countries pledged 700 million, but not all of them has been paid yet. And the 700 million are peanuts compared to what is needed, according to the World Resource Institute, 580 billion will be needed for this fund in 2030, so 1,000 times as much as is promised until now. Given the slow pace of contributions from rich countries to the fund, poor countries will have to deal with the blows of climate change themselves, such as the dam burst in Libya, Sudan, and Kenya, and the massive landslides in Papua New Guinea and Peru. The World Bank has to reanalyze the debts of the poor countries and help them restructure their debts, with debt cancellation as an important component. This will clear the way for taking measures to absorb the damage caused by climate change, such as reforestation, dikes, and space for rivers. The disasters of the past 5 years, such as in Pakistan, Libya, and Sudan, provide a lesson in the types of disasters that poor countries are now dealing with. Transfer of knowledge and concrete help in absorbing climate damage is a priority. debt conciliation as climate justice. And the three of us wrote this text, Diana Mugalisi from Nairobi, Fakoobi, and me from Delft University of Technology. And in 3 weeks, we have an online event on this topic. So if you read your online media, you will hear about it. Thank you very much.
When I was in a similar action in Germany, in Bremen, and I want to present it to you. It's called UVB Rays, and it's a poem on civil disobedience. Being disobedient is only inconvenient if you are a mate to the idea of the state. When you start to ask, soon emerges your task to get right to the gist and peacefully resist. Then you gain traction in nonviolent action. You'll start sowing the seeds to meet global needs. If you do so every day and change things along the way, you will find out very fast that this mindset will last. Once you realize you got the choice, there's no more doubt to raise your voice and make some noise. Facing the cops, I choose to stand still. Vibrating waves of virtuous will. Now your mind comes to rest. The world starts to freeze. And with it arises the proliferation of peace. Thank you.
nou iedereen in ritme. Daar gaan we.
Rebellion!